Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
It's God's will for you to be healed today. He desires for you to live free of sickness, disease, and pain. Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches from Healing School how God's love will help you receive your healing.
Now, let's take a look here in Matthew's Gospel. In chapter 9. Now, this account we're going to read it in the book of Matthew, we're going to read it in the book of Mark, we're also going to read it in the book of Luke, because there's some things that we need to put our eyes on and put into our heart this morning from each of these accounts. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. And he, Jesus, entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. More glory to God. Every time I read that, I can just see Jesus. Now, if you study this just a little bit, you'll find out from the scripture that he was in his own house. And he's standing there. He's been teaching and preaching the word, and all of a sudden somebody's tearing up his roof. And, what? Can't you just see him standing there with a big smile on his face? And then letting this guy down there. And he didn't wait till he got him down on the floor. He said, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins be forgiven you. Hallelujah. Now, behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think you evil in your heart? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that you may know the Son of Man hath power on the earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Now, I want you to see that the supernatural power of God to forgive and wipe out sin is exactly the same power that heals and wipes out sickness, disease, and pain. Same power. It's not healing power or forgiving power. No. Amen. Same power. Now, make a note of that. Now then, let's go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2. And we'll begin reading here in the first verse. Again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. He was in his house. Straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. Now, make a note of this. He preached the word unto them. Say it with me. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. One more time. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right. He preached the word unto them. They come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where it was, and broke it up, and let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Jesus saw their faith. He said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." There were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" Immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven,' or say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk,' that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin?" He said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your own house." Now let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 5. Amen. Let's begin reading here with the 17th verse. "It came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching." So now we've learned something else. He's not only preaching the word, he is also teaching the word. There's two different anointings working here. The preaching anointing and the teaching anointing. Glory to God. Amen. So faith is coming. Say it again. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm hearing the word of God. Faith is coming. It's coming in me right now. Hallelujah. Now then, he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, let me give you an observation here. Jesus said, "Which is easier to say? Your sins be forgiven you, or rise, take up your bed and go home, so that you may know that the Son of Man," not the Son of God, "the Son of Man, has the power on earth to forgive sin." He said to the sick, "Rise, take up your bed, and go home." Now, we found out here in this account that the power was there to heal them all. Everybody in the house, the power was there to heal them all. Number one, Jesus was there. Amen. And wherever he was, the anointing was on him. Amen. How Jesus Christ of Nazareth went about doing good, healing all. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All sickness and disease is satanic oppression. So, he's anointed of the Spirit of God. So he's there. The presence is there. The greater one that's in him is there. So if the power of God was there to heal them, then by Jesus' very own words, the power of God was there to forgive them. Because he just demonstrated it's the same power. It's the same God. And it's God's will for you to be forgiven. It's God's will for you to be healed. Amen. Can you see what he's doing here? Now, it's very important that we just lock into that this morning. Amen. So now, watch the rest of this. And behold, the men that brought him in a bed, and a man which was taken where the palsy in, they sought means to bring him in and lay him before them. When they could not find a way to bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop, let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven you. The scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus perceived their thoughts. He answering said unto them, Why are you reasoning about this? Which is easier to say, so forth. But that you may know. So he said exactly to the same thing in this account. But now here, we've read something in all three accounts. He saw their faith. He saw it. What did he see? He saw four men that absolutely had faith for this man's healing. Well, don't count the sick man out. Hey, come on. Let me ask you something. How many sick guys are going to let you put them in a sheep and take you up on top of some guy by his house? You got to have some faith going for you here. I mean, in something. Don't you boy drop me. I'll roll plumb off this thing down on the ground. Don't you dare. I don't know whether I won't go up on that. What's that man going to think? We're going to bust a hole in top of his ass? I mean, come on. No, man. Everything's all right. Lay down there and be quiet. We got this. Because I keep telling you, I know this man. I keep telling you, I've heard him preach. I keep telling you, I've heard what he preaches, and I got faith. I've heard him, and I've got faith. I've heard him, and I've got faith. And the other three are saying, yeah, we've heard him. And they begin to talk, and they begin to tell him, we've heard him, and we got faith. And he said, well, yeah. Did he say that? Yeah, he said that. Well, yeah, but man, you don't know what kind of life I've lived, and you don't know what. Oh, God, I'm just so sick. Just will you just shut up and lay down? I mean, that don't make no difference. We know this man. I'm telling you, this man will heal you. Come on now, we got this. We ain't gonna drop you. Okay, you be sure you don't. But I'm telling you now, you don't know what I've done. I can tell you. Of a surety, that palsy was connected to sin. Do you see it? Sure it was. The sin had to be dealt with. Amen. He saw their faith. And he knew what the deal was. How did he know? Well, Brother Copeland, he's the Son of God. He knew everything. Yeah, he's the Son of God, but he didn't know everything. He's not functioning as the Son of God. He's functioning as a prophet, in this case, and teacher. Amen. Under the Abrahamic covenant. And he knew by the word of knowledge. How do I know that? Because he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. And I only do what I see my Father do. That's the word of knowledge that he described. And so he starts down, and this guy, obviously, it's on a man's mind. Night and day it's on his mind. And the closer he gets to Jesus, the more it's on his mind. And Jesus just fixed it. Son! Cheer up! Hallelujah. Now these are Holy Ghost empowered words. These are words full of faith. These are words full of joy. These are words full of forgiveness. These are words full of healing. Hallelujah. Son, cheer up! Your sins are forgiven. And you know, the guy's smiling by the time he hit the floor. Glory to God. Yes, amen. And Jesus just turned around and said, get up and go home. And he just got up and went home. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you see how easy that was? Hey, it's just as easy in here this morning. It's working in you right now. Yeah, but brother, don't start that. Yeah, but. Yeah, but what if is a badge of unbelief. Just dump that. Amen. Yeah, but what? I don't care. I don't care what, yeah, but you come up with. The love of God and the blood of Jesus has already dealt with you. Yeah, but what if? Amen. And all you need to do is just relax. Just relax in the presence of Jesus and say, thank you, sir. Hallelujah. And just rejoice and give God the glory and praise.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.